Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. It is a special occasion today. The 50th episode plus the 1 year anniversary. And so as a result, today's episode is called We Made It.
We made it.
Yes, we did. And we appreciate you for making it with us. If you want to join the conversation, you can at area code 212-650-6903. That's area code 212-650-6903. Or you can comment online at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. GregoryNeesmith.
T-H. Okay. Yes. Lots of letters.
Yes. Yeah. And we were talking about the fact that it is awesome to start one's underdog journey. Mm-hmm. And even more important, to once you start, to keep going.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do here is keep on going. And as always, you have Gregory Neesmith to take you on that journey, along with Asha Davis in studio.
We talking about keep it going. When the going gets tough, we keep it going. Can you just hold up your cast to the Facebook Live right now? This Gregory Neesmith broke his finger, if you remember from past shows, such as last week, where he let us know that he broke his finger playing basketball, and all of a sudden, he gets surgery this week, comes back. I'm thinking he's going to have, like, a little pinky sling. He comes back with this broken arm cast. Poor guy, I'm like, how are you going to do the board? He's like, all I need is one finger. I was like, okay, pause.
All I need is one mic. Mm. That's early. All. We're going to make it happen.
Early.
I do believe that it is an overuse of the cast. I think they overdid it, in my humble opinion.
Good old American healthcare. Speaking of government.
Yes.
Let's get into the news.
Yes. Time for the unavoidable news of the week.
Yeah.
And it's happening in Minnesota, Alabama, and D.C.
Oh, gosh. I don't like the sound of those places right now.
No. So as many people may have heard, there is a special election going on for a Senate seat in Alabama.
That was vacated due to Mr. Jeff Sessions.
Yes, Jeff Beauregard Sessions.
Yes, not my man's.
No, that's not your man's.
No.
And you don't want to. Like, he's got caught up with Russia, a whole bunch of stuff. He's just, you want to stay away from Jeff right now. But his seat is up for special election on December 12th and currently running for Alabama Senate to fill that seat is a Democrat called Doug Jones, named Doug Jones, and a gentleman named Roy Moore.
Hey, okay.
Yes.
I think we all know who Roy Moore is, although I wish we knew more about Mr. Democrat.
Yes. Now, one thing about Roy, people have obviously heard the allegations that he sexually assaulted and sexually harassed teenage girls along with some other teenage young ladies, either harassment or abuse.
I think we need to say underage because teenage could be 18 or 19. Yes. So we need to say some of the females that he essentially was doing unsolicited, sexually inappropriate behavior towards girls as young as 14.
Yes.
And when asked to comment on it, what did he say?
He was like, not to his recollection, kind
of. He said he did not do anything without the permission of anyone's mother. That's what he said.
Yeah, his denials have been anything but demonstrative and one that doesn't allude to the fact that he seems that he is guilty of those alleged charges. As someone put it, his denial is definitely weaker than the strong allegations.
Right.
With that, there's still an election coming up. And there's been a lot of question of should he run, should he not, should you vote for him? And the governor of Alabama, who is a Republican and a woman, has weighed in.
All right. Okay. So hopefully there's some hope there, right? She's a woman, although she's Republican, so that's not.
Yeah. So let's hear her thoughts on how she's going to handle what she's going to do on December 12th when it's time to vote.
I will cast my ballot on December the 12th, and I do believe that the nominee of the party is the one I'll vote for. I believe in the Republican Party and what we stand for, and most important, we need to have a Republican in the United States Senate to vote on the things like Supreme Court justices, other appointments that the Senate has to confirm and make major decisions. And so that's what I plan to do is vote for the Republican nominee, Roy Moore.
Tom. Governor, are you going to be proud of your vote for Roy Moore?
Every Alabamian has a right and duty to vote to determine who their U.S. Senate person is going to be from Alabama. And yes, I'm proud to vote, and I hope every Alabamian will be proud to cast their vote.
And do you believe any of the women that have voted?
That was the governor of Alabama. And just want to play one more quick clip from her, because during that same press conference, they reporters asked her, does she believe the allegations against Roy Moore?
Do you believe any of the women that have brought accusations against Roy Moore?
I certainly have no reason to disbelieve any of them. The timing is a little curious, but at the same time, I have no reason to disbelieve them.
Mary? Oh, okay.
And that is the governor of Alabama giving her perspective on choosing the Republican team over a very troubled individual of Roy Moore as a candidate.
She's essentially saying, I believe that 40 years ago you had inappropriate relations with 14, 15, 16, 17 year olds. However, my need to ensure that there is a Republican in the Senate that's going to vote the way we want them to vote supersedes morality in that case.
Yes, because at least in her opinion, there is something worse than an alleged sexual predator, and that something worse is a Democrat in office. That's where we are right now.
That I feel like that just sums up American politics, right? It's not about it's actually just politics. Like, it just actually makes no logical sense. The only explanation is, well, that's politics.
Yeah, folks are siding with their team regardless of the troubles of the individual.
But I mean, at the same time, it's kind of on both sides, right? We have Democrats that are embroiled in a situation.
We do. And that came to light with the recent news about Al Franken, who is the senator from Minnesota, who was alleged to have sexually harassed a woman who he was doing a tour with, a comedy tour.
Yeah, so essentially, the woman was a reporter. I'll just pull up her name here. But essentially, the woman was a reporter, and she was on sort of like a performance team. You know how like comedians, musicians, they go around to the military bases around the world, and they sort of perform for them, right?
Yes.
She's also a model as well. Now she's a reporter, but at the time, she was a model. This was back in 2006. And essentially what happened was while he was out there, Al Franken took a inappropriate photo, basically pretending to grab her boobs while she was sleeping, and took a photo of this, and then also wrote a sketch basically with actions of the two of them kissing.
Yes.
Essentially.
And so the woman has alleged that he sexually assaulted her related to the kiss. And then the sexual harassment related to the photo that has been circulated.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, during a time when a lot of Democrats were going very hard at Roy Moore. And now all of a sudden, the idea of the conduct of a Democrat related to sexual harassment or sexual assault is now in the news. And it seems that the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, us as citizens are having a challenge trying to figure out what to do about both. Are they the same? Are they not the same? How do we treat them? Do we believe the accusers? Do we not? And right now, it seems that folks are more in a partisan tizzy than they are about potentially getting to justice.
I don't know, though, because I do think that it's very unfair. And I know we have a clip, but I do think it's very unfair to lump some of these things in the exact same way. I think that you know, you think about people, you know, trying to manipulate 14-year-old girls is much different than somebody sort of playing a joke, however inappropriate that it might be. You know, we think about somebody like Roy Moore and some of these Republican people from Fox News who have a history and a legacy of sexual assault towards women. And, you know, you see other cases on the other side where, you know, if it's one, and but obviously Republicans are more vocal about jumping out at things. So you didn't really see President Trump comment about Roy Moore, but we certainly did see him comment about Mr. Franken, didn't we?
Yeah, it's getting real, unfortunately, more complicated than I think it should be.
Yes.
I think it is fair to say that there are different levels of or different degrees of these type of allegations. Obviously, assaulting a child is seen as different than sexual harassment of an adult. However, both are considered to be wrong and should, like, both shouldn't happen.
Right, but they're not on the same scale of 10.
No, but I think what I think we get to be careful of, though, is I think back to when the Me Too hashtag and that movement became very top of mind for us the past few weeks.
Yeah.
And I remember reading a lot of the posts, most of them by women, about sharing their Me Too stories. And I remember one of the things I was touched by and noticed is that there were a lot of people or women saying they didn't feel like they could say something because they didn't think that their Me Too rose to the level of some other people's Me Toos. And I remember thinking, it's sad that there's this relativism or my story doesn't count because it may not be as egregious or as bad as your story. And so while I want us to be careful about lumping Roy Moore in with Al Franken, I also want us to be careful of not being dismissive of the sexual harassment and sexual assault that happened to that woman related to Al Franken.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And so that's what I want us to do is let's be mature adults here. And while a misdemeanor may be different than a felony, in both cases, those who have been a victim have the right to feel their pain, have the right to be acknowledged, and some form of apology and punishment should come in both cases. And it shouldn't be partisan, and we shouldn't have to get into this game of, I don't want women or males in this case to feel like they have to prove a certain level of discomfort or a certain level of, well, this is what happened to me. And I just want us to be careful about that because right now it's becoming very partisan as opposed to they both did something that is illegal. They both get to acknowledge that. They both get to be punished for that. They get to serve their time, however that time may be. Some of it may be in the court of public opinion. Some of it may be actual legal time or jail time. And then we get to move forward. And so we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, what it definitely does bring to life is, and certainly you've articulated this in your point, is that, you know, as women, even, you know, as a woman, it's almost like these certain instances of things are of, you know, casual, the word assault, even I have trouble using the word assault because, like, I think of assault as somebody like forcibly did something to you against your will, which in the way that you just explained it, there's various sides of the continuum to even that sort of word itself. But, you know, women go through these sort of casual experiences of people taking liberties with our bodies. Yeah. I can say that on such a daily basis. Like, I mean, I'll tell you guys, like had a show. I do comedy stuff, and I had a show on Friday, and I had an instance where somebody grabbed my butt, just like, you know, definitely an instance where the person was clearly sort of interested in me. You know, we had been interacting for a number of hours and sort of preparing for the show, and they just sort of like casually, you know, grab my butt, like as I'm walking away. And it was like, I definitely didn't say anything. I wouldn't necessarily, at least prior to this conversation, sort of, you know, classify that as quote unquote assault, but it certainly is somebody doing something to my body that they thought was okay, which I did not provide permission for.
Yeah. And it's that type of line where, you know, we get to nip it in the butt. We get to really address it sooner rather than later and let folks know that once you cross a line, you've crossed the line. And so there's many degrees after the line, but grabbing of your butt is it crossed the line. And going after teenage girls while you're an adult is crossing the line. They're yeah. all lines that are crossed. And I think, you know, we get to really figure that out. I know that Gillibrand, I think she's a senator from New York. She's been in the news lately, and she's saying that how she would now relook at how we handled the whole Bill Clinton thing. And she's saying that she would have maybe denounced him or recommended that he leave office. And now we're in a different time. And people are trying to figure out what they should do about Donald Trump now. And so to me, what happens is when we don't go after people when they cross the line, then we get into this relativism of like, well, Trump just said something on tape, so that's not that bad. Al Franken wasn't that bad, but this one is. It's just like, oh, they crossed the line.
Well, and I think, too, it's to your point, it's about we're now wrapping up sexual assault and taking liberties on women's bodies into politics, which is what Roy Moore, Donald Trump, and Al Franken situation is doing, right? I yes. mean, if you're going to call for Roy Moore to step down, you absolutely, at bare minimum, need to launch an investigation into the 16 women that are accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault. You know what I mean? At bare yeah. minimum, right? However, then you think about the greater good. Right? Because Al Franken is sort of having calls for him to step down, you know, for something that happened, you know, 11 years ago that could have been sort of innocuous, could, you know, there's arguments on both sides, but you think about the greater good that he's trying to do as a Democrat in the Senate. And some of the things, if you actually watch, you know, prior to this incident, Al Franken is one of the most vocal people in those sessions where they're confirming those crazy people that Donald Trump keeps electing or recommending to be part of the government. So if you saw, you know, Al Franken's interview of Jeff Sessions, if you saw Al Franken's interview of you know some of the other people that he's that Trump has recommended, like he is one of the harshest critics. Like some of his questions have actually made some of those people that have been recommended have to step down. You know, so then it's like you think about things like that. You think about the positive things he's doing to push like pro-climate agendas and things like that. And then you think about somebody like Roy Moore, who the Republicans want to save him so that they can continue to infringe on the rights of LGBTQ people, so that they can continue to make the lives of people of color increasingly more difficult, so that they can continue to give tax breaks to the extremely wealthy. So then you think about, you know, the greater good. And what's more needed? And it's like, why is sexual assault mixed up into this conversation? But it is, and it's almost like unavoidable, you know?
And it shouldn't be, because the greater good is actually relative. Because yeah. I'm sure there were people who let Harvey Weinstein let his things go because the greater good was he created jobs yeah. and he made people money.
Yeah.
The Alabama governor feels the greater good is they want certain Supreme Court justices voted for, and that there's a greater good from her perspective. And then you mentioned there's some people who believe that some of the things and democratic principles that Al Franken fights for are greater goods. But what happens is greater goods are all relative. Whether you cross the line and done something that is harmful and illegal is not. And so I no longer want the two to be intertwined. Because we get to have, there's good people who are conservatives and there's good people who are Democrats. We shouldn't have to be like, well, I just got to take these two. We shouldn't. It shouldn't have to come down to like, we just got to take it as it is. Roy Moore isn't the only Republican who can run for the Senate in Alabama. Al Franken isn't the only Democrat who believes in democratic principles who can run for a senator in Minnesota. They're not. So we don't have to like, believe that they're the only two options, and also greater good is relative. Crossing the line, sexual harassment and sexual abuse is not. And so that's where I'd like to see us go. And I don't think we're there yet, because in the Senate, I believe this week, two congresswomen came out and said that there are senators, sitting senators, who have crossed the line in terms of sexual harassment or sexual assault, but they won't name who they are. We haven't reached a turning point yet. They won't name who they are. We have a president who has 11 plus women.
16.
Who've accused him of sexual assault or harassment. Nobody's asking him to apologize or step down. So we haven't reached a turning point. The governor of Alabama says the greater good is Roy Moore because he believes in Republican principles. And so she's not asking him to step down. We haven't reached a turning point. Al Franken. Oh, he was a comedian. Okay, so now comedians are allowed to, like, cross the line, but nobody else is. We haven't reached a turning point. So for all those people who thought Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas was a turning point, or Bill Clinton was a turning point, or Donald Trump grabbing women by there was a turning point, guess what? We haven't reached a turning point.
No.
But maybe I'm wrong. Underdogs, my people, let me know. Have we reached a turning point? Maybe I've missed it. But things still sound very partisan and very greater good as opposed to what's right.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.